Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Palestinians attack Jews on the Temple Mount on Jerusalem Day. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to this broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Now we know when we look at history, it was June 7, 1967, the Six-Day War. And on that seventh day of June, the Israeli Defense Force took back the Temple Mount, reunited the city of Jerusalem. David, give us more details on that. And this is a very, very important day as far as the Israelis and their leadership is concerned, would you not say?
Well, it is. And, of course, last year's celebration was even more significant in that it came during the 70th year. And, of course, it came just days after President Trump formally moved the embassy to Jerusalem and declared Jerusalem is indeed Israel's capital. Celebrations, but, of course, heavy, heavy security, because this is also known to the Palestinians and around the region as Al-Quds Day. Now, that's the Arabic name for Jerusalem, of course. Iran started this anti-Israel protest on this Jerusalem Al-Quds Day. Now, the Arabs marked it a little earlier, Jimmy, Friday and Saturday, but there was some rioting and there was some trouble in the Gaza Strip and there was some trouble in Jerusalem, and there were protests all over the Muslim world, and especially in Tehran, but also in Beirut, in other Arab capitals and Muslim capitals around the world against Israel, against Jerusalem Day. But it remains in Israel's hands. It's its undivided capital, as Prime Minister Netanyahu has said so many times, and other leaders too. And it is certainly going to be a day of heavy security in Jerusalem, but also a day of celebration, and we hope a peaceful day.
David Dolan with the details on the Palestinian attack on Jewish people who were worshiping on the Temple Mount on Jerusalem Day. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Jerusalem Day actually started to celebrate the capture of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem during the 1967 Six-Day War, June the 7th. This event marked the reunification of the city of Jerusalem after a 2,000-year absence. It was, and still is today, a key event in the history of the modern-day state of Israel. Jerusalem is the center of the earth. That's Ezekiel 5:5. And Jerusalem is the center of Jewish life for today and into the future. It's the location where God said that he would dwell among the Jewish people forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. Jerusalem is where Jesus will build his millennial temple. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, and verse 12. And it is also where Jesus Christ will rule forever. Jerusalem, the city of God in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...